Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, news roundup, information overload hour on a Friday, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Well, our friends at Project Veritas have struck again. James O'Keefe, CEO, founder, now has recently just now released tapes, video exposing Twitter employees discussing the Elon Musk buyout of their company. I don't know how this guy does this. I don't ever want James O'Keefe to be my enemy. I mean, he'll figure out a way to tape me someplace somehow. By the way, not that I have any privacy anyway. The whole world reads my phone every day, it seems, but that's a different story for a different day. Anyway, let's play James O'Keefe. These are Twitter insiders and some of the audio of their all-hands meeting after Elon Musk. It was announced that he was buying Twitter.
How does the board and Mr. Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus, considering the acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics?
The question of attrition, as Parag stated, one of the themes of today is continuity and ensuring that Parag and this leadership team continues to operate the business successfully on behalf of our users, on behalf of our customers. And that has obviously been a big topic of discussion at the board. And as I mentioned, an area that is important to Elon Musk as well, because of the importance of Twitter as a service.
With no board in place, who will keep Elon accountable and how? Elon made it clear in public that a large part of the reason he bought the platform was because of our moderation policies and disagreements in how we deal with health. This puts Twitter service and trust and safety, as well as anybody who cares about health on the platform, in a very difficult position.
Twitter service, the role of our policies, and the capabilities we've built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. I believe that there is a lot of work we have to do to continue making that better. Sometimes that means more thoughtful moderation. To best gain perspective on this, as I said earlier, we'll find ways to bring Elon for a Q&A with all of you to understand better what his vision for the future of Twitter might look like.
I love the fact that the woke mob at Twitter is in a complete meltdown. If I was Elon Musk, I'm not as smart as him. I think he sold his first company when he was 12 years old. Not bad. I think I'd get rid of all of them. I'd fire each and every one of them. Otherwise, he's going to have his own deep state within Twitter of all these woke leftists that are going to try and undermine real freedom of speech, which they don't seem to be able to handle. They're the very people that shadow ban conservatives, suspended conservatives, even permanently ban people like Donald Trump and many other people. Anyway, James O'Keefe is with us, CEO, founder, Project Veritas. Sir, this might be the funniest one I've ever heard. This is artwork here.
Well, Sean, truth is stranger than fiction. This is a 45-minute audio recording. Again, Bret Taylor, Twitter board chair, CEO, and a woman named Leslie Berland, who's the chief marketing officer, fielding questions from woke Twitter staff, upset, broken up about this. And you can see, you know, you hear the full exchange, Sean. And what's ironic about this story, Sean, is that other journalists had this audio, but nobody published it except me. In fact, we believe CNN and Business Insider had it. They just quoted it because obviously the recordings are more powerful than hearsay evidence.
You know, it's so you're listening to all of this. There's like a meltdown, and Musk even addressed this. And it seems to me that they fear real freedom here. And this goes to the heart, I think, of where leftists are. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the coverage on fake news, CNN or MSDNC. And they're literally saying, James, what's the result of this going to be? Is it possible that politicians' voices are going to be silenced? This is a disaster. And I'm like, what universe have you been living in? Because that's already been happening. But you see, it's not been liberal voices canceled. It's not even been the Ayatollahs in Iran canceled. It's only been conservative voices canceled. So it's so obvious that they're so oblivious to the double standard and rank hypocrisy that is the essence of who they are.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, it's like the, I call it, you said double standards, I call it double think, George Orwell's concept of double think, which is to hold two contradictory beliefs in one's mind and believe them at the same time. And the CEO of Twitter here on this phone call says, quote, "The role of our policies and the capabilities we've built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing." So he's sort of defending the policies there. But this is a broader issue. As you all may or may not know, I'm banned on Twitter. Project Veritas is banned on Twitter for reporting accurate things. So it comes down to, is truthful information, which they would say harms people. This is centered to the whole issue that we're having. It's not just people who are engaging in misinformation. Now it's truthful information, which is what Musk brought up. He said it's wrong to censor a truthful story. It's wrong to censor the Biden laptop story. Project Veritas does reporting where we quote people in their own words, and they think that that's harmful. So, but it's very, very good that this has come out. Now, Leslie Berland has responded, Sean. This is Twitter's chief marketing officer, issued a statement in response to me, and she said, "An audio clip of me was leaked, edited, and misrepresented my views." We don't know what she means by that. We've released a full 45-minute recording. So there's another instance, Sean, of double think and double standards.
You know, I really would wonder what Elon Musk, now that you've released this, and I'm sure he's going to see it at some point, if not today, or maybe he has seen it already. I just wonder what Elon Musk was thinking, you know, when he gets a look at this and he listens to this, because I offered unsolicited advice. If I was him, I'd get rid of pretty much everybody except maybe essential people that really, really, really believe in free speech. And for the rest of people, say bye bye, you know, I would not allow this leftist woke deep state to remain at Twitter, because they already have a cultural mindset that is contrary towards the vision that Elon Musk is laying out. He even said, he said to my critics, "I want to say to you, please stay on Twitter, and then you'll really understand what freedom of speech is about." Inviting people to attack him, inviting people to disagree with him. He's not afraid of it. And I thought that was a pretty bold statement on his part.
Well, there's another statement in this recording where Leslie Berland, Twitter's chief marketing officer, is accepting questions from the Twitter deep state, as you call it, Twitter administrative state. And she says, quote, "With no board in place, who will keep Elon Musk accountable?" These are lower employees asking how they're going to hold their owner accountable, which is an interesting dynamic. But Twitter is effectively they've become the public town square. What's remarkable is how powerful they clearly are to the regime, and it's effectively a utility. You know, that's basically what it's become. But we get some fascinating insight through these recordings. I thought that accountability line was pretty interesting. And then there's another line about the mass exodus that might be occurring. And that's an interesting dynamic, because I'm not sure that people are going to want to leave Twitter because of how powerful it is. They're going to kind of want to stay and engage in sabotage. But Sean, you know that when I do these, I have many more than one recording. This is just part one.
No, by the way, this is, you know, you always jump the gun on me now, because you know I'm going there.
I know you are.
And I always ask, all right, how many installments can we expect about Twitter?
At least another one, possibly two or three. We have some very shocking things that I'm going to use Sean Hannity's term here, the Twitter deep state. That's your trademark phrase. We have the Twitter deep state on tape saying some unconscionable things about what they believe, their political philosophy, and what they're doing. And I'm really want to hear from Elon directly about this. If he's listening, I would like to hear, if not based upon this recording, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to show you some of these engineers and some of these mid-level executives at Twitter and what they think and what they believe. And it is, you know, it is not.
Well, don't release it on my days off. I am off on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be back Monday. Can you wait till Monday?
Oh yeah. This will be Monday or Tuesday, a story we do early next week.
You know, I can't wait to see it. Quick break, right back. More with James O'Keefe, CEO, founder of Project Veritas, to talk about his newly released video exposing these Twitter employees freaking out that Elon Musk bought the company. Look, people ask me all the time, Hannity, we know you love our Second Amendment. We know you have a gun collection. We know that you are a pistol marksman. I used to be, honestly, because of all the hearing loss from radio, I don't shoot as anywhere near as often as I used to. Anyway, the first thing I tell people is first learn gun safety. It's first things first. Then I tell them about my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And then I tell them, go to their website. Check it out, henryusa.com. You go to their website, you're going to get a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you live. Now, I own a lot of firearms, but I love my Henrys the most. Now, they're great presents for maybe somebody's birthday, graduation, Father's Day, you name it. Especially if you're a collector, you're definitely going to want to check out their line of tribute rifles. I had one made for myself that had the cover of my book, Live Free or Die, literally etched into a beautiful color. I should take a picture of it and tweet it out. Anyway, it's just a phenomenal, it's phenomenal craftsmanship. Every Henry I have is accurate right out of the box. It's backed by a lifetime guarantee. It's made in America or it's not made at all. Family-owned business. They give back to our vets and, of course, our military families. So if you're in the market for a high-quality American-made firearm, you're going to love this company. They're great. HenryUSA.com. Go there, get your free catalog, get your free decals, get the list of dealers near you, and you won't regret it. You're going to love this company, HenryUSA.com.
For the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. You know, every 3 seconds, there is a new victim of identity theft. Now, these criminals could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal information on the dark web. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity is very simple with LifeLock. They are the leader in identity theft protection. And LifeLock.com, they monitor threats to your identity. They will issue you an alert anytime your information might be detected. And if you're a victim of identity theft, you'll get a dedicated restoration specialist in the U.S. that will work to fix it for you. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock by Norton, it's simple and easy to help protect you. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or just go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity and you'll save up to 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com. That's 25% off with the promo code Hannity.
Larry Elder here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hi, James O'Keefe is with us, CEO Project and founder of Project Veritas. His latest release, now video exposing Twitter employees discussing Elon Musk and the buyout of their company and them losing their minds. You do a lot of great work. You've won now a lot of court cases. I mean, you have a phenomenal track record in terms of fighting back, and you got discovery on the New York Times, which is nearly impossible. And how's that case going?
Well, the New York Times got really upset and appealed it, and appellate division of New York Supreme Court. It's currently stayed pending an appeal. They also they ruled against the New York Times twice, because they also printed my private attorney client memos after the FBI raided my home. The judge ordered them to stop doing that. They appealed that. But we're going to win. We always do because we're in the right. We have integrity. We're not interested in a profit as much as we are the discovery process of litigation, Sean. And actually, an update for you on that end is that Bob Cramer and some of those folks had sued us, including a woman that was accused of being a bird dogger. She sued me. I won a jury verdict 3 years ago, and the federal judge just ruled that she pay our costs. A lot of those plaintiffs were organizing to shut me down, including in the email exhibits. They said they wanted to take out James O'Keefe for good using these lawsuits.
Sounds like the mob wanting to kill you.
Yeah, well, they said these things. We uncovered them in emails, and all these six big law firms all came together to represent this little old lady who sued me, and we won, and now they have to pay us. So it's tough. It requires an indefatigable persistence, raise a lot of money. Project Veritas, we're a nonprofit organization, and we appreciate your audience out there supporting us and donating and helping us through this.
You know, it is an amazing thing, because you are a true original, but you're a modern day original. I mean, this was the thing that really defined and put a show like 60 Minutes on the map. Or, you know, everybody liked the series To Catch a Predator, right? Same thing, undercover cameras. Yeah, these people implicate themselves, and out comes, you know, the reporter to confront them, and outside of the police ready to arrest them. And how come when you do it, or somebody with maybe a different political bent or political point of view, they just don't like it when it happens to them? It's sort of like all of a sudden the idea that a politician might be canceled from Twitter has finally entered the consciousness of all the leftist, woke, you know, so-called news organizations in America. They're not news organizations. And they can't believe that politicians might be silenced. And I'm like, well, where were you when Donald Trump lost his platform? Why didn't you stand up for his right to say whatever he wants? And if you don't want to read it, don't read it. And I think more than anything, they probably miss it more than they would ever acknowledge or admit, right?
Well, I think what's changed since To Catch a Predator and all those things in the 70s and 80s and 90s is that now we have a conflict of vision that's playing out of Twitter about the public's right to know. It really is that fundamental. Journalism is about, you know, exposing what people ought to know, and good journalism does in fact hurt people. That was what the Washington Post editor said 40 years ago. He said, investigative reporter must face the fact that his stories will hurt people, and now we want to avoid that. We want to make it about privacy and avoiding harm, avoid dialogue. It's really a fundamental thing that we have a conflict of visions about, and that's why they call me right wing. There's nothing right wing about what we're doing. We're just revealing the truth and the reality of dialogue between people. So this is a conflict, and Twitter has the most important role. I know people on the right say we need to have these other platforms, but Twitter has the vast majority of the market share, and they control the means of dissemination. So I think we're going to, if we're censored, Sean, the stuff we have coming out on Monday, Tuesday, it'll just distribute by proxy. You know, your audience will tweet it out, and it'll trend. We're going to trend on Twitter even though we're banned on Twitter on Monday, after you see what these executives at Twitter are going to say.
Oh, I guarantee you they're going to ban all of this. It's probably going to be the equivalent of the Hunter Biden laptop story, because it's about them. Anyway, James O'Keefe, great work as usual. Monday or Tuesday, when you come out with your second installment, we'd love to have you back. And if you have it ready for TV tonight, we'd love to show it. I know you're still putting it all together, and just let us know, okay?
Will do, Sean. Thank you so much.
800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. How important are fathers? Sounds like a dumb question. It's really not. I'll explain coming up in a minute. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So the issue of education, the issue of kids, it's been in the news a lot. I would argue that one of the reasons that Glenn Youngkin won in the great state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, has to do with this issue of education and parenting. The idea that our government is looking into parents that show up at school board meetings that are adamant about the curriculum that is being taught to their children need to be investigated as possible domestic terrorists. I mean, it's insane. And more parents are not loving, not liking at all what their kids are being taught. And they want more parental involvement. That's what the bill down in Florida was all about. And that is, you know, the parents' rights bill. You know, why are we teaching kindergartners about gender identity? How about we teach them the alphabet first? How about we teach them how to read first? How about we teach them adding, addition, subtraction first? And more importantly, why at all do teachers that have a captive audience of children that they're supposed to be educating? Now, we're failing our kids on a spectacular level on that front. We spend more per capita on education, per student on education, than any other country in the industrialized world. And we like come in 40th place. You know, people were like saying to me yesterday, they couldn't believe what Joe Biden said. They are, you know, you've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you are the teachers of the year is because you recognize that they're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom. Sorry, Joe. Those teachers are there to educate kids, and we entrust them to educate them. Reading, writing, math, science, computers. Let's stick to the fundamentals and the basics. I mean, it's pretty outrageous. And then it gets into the whole issue of parenting. I think now, if schools decide they think that there's a need for kids to get sex education, and maybe they want to put forth a curriculum, and after school, if parents want their kids to opt in, maybe they're uncomfortable talking about sexuality with their kids. I don't know why they would be. They shouldn't be. But if they are, okay, I understand. And you want some left-wing radical leftist to indoctrinate your kid into sexuality and anything else, any of these other questions, how about you opt in after school and then leave the other kids alone and let the parents do their job? Now, Alec Lace is with us. He's the author of First Class Fatherhood, and he offers advice and wisdom from high-profile dads. And he hosts his own podcast that is extraordinarily successful. I know because I went on his podcast. It's called First Class Fatherhood. And he's got a brand new book out now. And by the way, if we ever needed it, this is the time. The book, again, is First Class Fatherhood, Advice and Wisdom from High-Profile Dads. I got to admit, Alec, I was a little surprised that I was quoted in the book.
Well, listen, it was an honor to have you on the podcast and in the book. But let me start this way, Sean. I've been doing a lot of media hits for the book. The left-wing mainstream media will not allow me to come on, talk about the book, Far First Class Fatherhood, or the fatherless crisis that we got going on. And one of the emails I received directly from the publicist was said from the mainstream media, we will never, ever write about or feature a book that has Sean Hannity and Eric Trump in it. And this is why we got to make First Class Fatherhood a national bestseller, Sean. It opened up on Amazon, number one in multiple categories. But we got to send a message. We got to punch back against this fatherless crisis and strengthen these nuclear family units in our country. Send a message. Let them know we're serious about this. Because what is the point, Sean? What is the point of solving any other social issue in this country if we're not going to strengthen our nuclear families?
You know, look, I think both fathers and mothers are vitally important. I really do. You know, I know maybe it's going to sound a little old-fashioned. In many ways, my experience has been, my observation in life has been, is usually moms and dads offer and provide very different roles. And usually it's complementary. If it works out right, it's very complementary. I will admit that I was a helicopter parent. And meanwhile, as a kid myself, you know, my parents had no idea where I was at any point of the day or night. They knew that I worked even when I was 12 years old, I was working in restaurants Friday, Saturday, Sunday night till 2 and 3 in the morning. And they were happy that I was a worker. So it's just a very different time. You don't let your kids out of your sight like we used to, like we were growing up. But it's the single most important job anyone will ever have in life, isn't it?
100%. And although the role of the father has changed over time, it's no less important, Sean. And just, I was like you. I mean, back in the day, if I ever threw a brick through a window, I would rather the police catch me before my father ever got me. That threat of hey, wait till your father gets home, was a real threat. And a lot of kids that are growing up without a father in the home today, they don't have that threat. We see the crime levels rising all over the country, and so much of it, the teenage pregnancy, teenage drug use. Governor DeSantis pointed this out down in Florida with his new fatherhood bill. I pray to God more states will follow through with that. But he pointed out all those statistics, Sean. They are devastating our society. We got to get more men involved. And listen, the family court system ain't doing no justice either. It is pushing so many good dads out of their kids' lives who are fighting. They're getting financially strapped. They're getting humiliated just to try to fight for a piece of time with their children. So something's got to be done there, and we got to get dads to get back into their kids' lives.
You know, it's such an important thing, even if you do little things with your kids. And the problem for most dads, I find, is, you know, men, let's go back to toxic masculinity here, because that's how this will be interpreted by some people. You know, but you go back, I feel as a father that it's my responsibility to take care of my kids and provide for my kids and my family. And I don't know, maybe that's the hunter-gatherer in me. But I do know that most dads that I know in my life, they feel the same way. And they always have this pressure in the back of their mind. Are they saving enough money for college? Are they providing their kids with the best education? Are they getting their kids to church often enough? Do they talk about God often enough? You know, are they instilling the right values in their kids? You know, when do you push? When do you not push? What's the best way to punish kids if they act up? You know, if they tell you a lie and you know they're lying. I used to tell my kids, stop insulting my intelligence. You're not good at it. And even to this day, they can't pull it off on their dad. I'm too streetwise for them. But anyway, you know, what do we do without, you know, good moms and dads, people that are dedicated to raising the best children we can, with the idea that they're really God's children? And the word education means to bring forth from within. That means that God put talent in them. How do we bring it out of them?
Well, Sean, we've taken our Heavenly Father out of society. We've taken the father out of the home. So that's why we're seeing kindergarten kids being taught about sexual orientation in school. I mean, it's disgraceful what's happened. But when you pull the family units apart, they have a direct line right to your kids. And becoming a father, Sean, you know, listen, it makes you a better man. It makes you a better person. One of the dads in First Class Fatherhood, the book, and I had on the podcast, was Dana White, the UFC president. And he said, you know, everyone asks him about his legacy. But he said, at the end of the day, when life's over and I'm laying there in that box, the only legacy, the only thing that truly matters is what my kids are going to get up there and say about me. That's the only legacy that really matters, Sean, at the end of the day.
Dana White, who I love the most. Give me some of the best examples of advice other people gave you for the book. I mean, I was flattered that you even put me in there. But, you know, tell me more about what other people said that really struck you or stuck out to you.
Well, one thing, as far as when it comes to balance in your life, Kurt Warner, the Super Bowl MVP, they just did a movie about his life story. He said he learned a long time ago that balance doesn't necessarily mean equal, where you can't give 8 hours a day to your wife, 8 hours a day to your job, and 8 hours a day to your kids. But when you're at your job, you have to be 100% there at your job. A lot of times we're at the job, Sean, and our mind is at home with our family and the bills and the house and the dog. And then when we're home with the family having dinner, our mind is at the job and all the things we got to do there. So we got to stay present and stay focused. So Kurt Warner, I think, nailed it with that. But so many other ones, like Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, he talked about, and don't be afraid to learn from other dads. Don't be afraid to listen to podcasts like First Class Fatherhood, or pick up the book First Class Fatherhood and listen to other dads. Guys have been there before you. Success leaves a blueprint. And no matter what stage you are in your life, if you're a new dad, about to be father, if you're a stepdad, a single dad, you adopted a kid, everything's covered in the book, Sean. So no, somebody has been there. Someone's done this before you. You can always look and learn. Take something that you want from them and leave the rest.
You know, one of the things that I do for my staff, and I felt if I made one mistake, I probably was on the road too much when my kids, especially when they were young, and then I made a very conscious decision to get off the road. And then I was with them every weekend because of my work hours. It was impossible for me. I do a radio show when they're out of school and doing their homework and eating dinner. And by the time I would get home, hopefully they'd be asleep. If they're awake, it was usually a problem. And I don't regret working hard, because I was doing it to share everything I have with them, which is what I think you're supposed to do. But then when I made the decision to free up my weekends, it was, I think, one of the best decisions of my life. For example, I'll look at Linda. Linda is free to work from home any day she wants. Linda, is that true or false?
It is indeed.
And by and anybody on my staff that has a new child, I always, if there's any way possible, I let them work remote because, look, I can find out, and I know in seconds if somebody's doing their job or not. It's not even complicated to figure out if they're really focused on doing their work or not doing their work. But if they need to be home with their young children, I want them home with their young children, and I try to facilitate that.
Yeah, it's so important, Sean. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I do stress in the book, First Class Fatherhood, a lot is I really call on all dads to become ambassadors for fatherhood. I really think that we need to encourage the about-to-be dads. We need to encourage our young dads. Too many dads jump on this bandwagon of the doom and gloom, and they're warning these new guys, oh, just wait until you don't get any sleep. Just wait till you have no sex life anymore. Just wait till you have no social life. And I say, stop doing that. You don't need to scare these guys. Tell them the truth about the better man you've become.
Well, there's a little bit of truth to some of what you just said, but I'm not going down that road. But it's the toughest job you're ever going to have. It's also can be at times the most frustrating, but also the most rewarding. There's nothing, you know, my son did pulled something off this week that was just really just dazzled me. And I couldn't have been more proud of him. My daughter also dazzles me on a regular basis. I'm amazed at how independent they are, and I wanted to make them independent. And even though I had this helicopter protective barrier around them, they didn't really know what I was doing. You know, if they weren't with me, they had their tutors or their study session or whatever it happened to be. And I got them both into sports, which took up a lot of their time, and it was a year-round sport, which I liked. This way, they weren't hanging out with the dopey friends every day, because I think that's where a lot of trouble in my life, you know, came from, hanging out in the streets with my buddies. And usually there was never any adult supervision. And, you know, I became fairly incorrigible, and I'd have to admit things that I really wouldn't want to admit that I did as a kid that I regret.
Well, Sean, I remember having this conversation with you on the podcast when you came on. And if you remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, an addict. And it's something that I really worry about with my kids. I know you talked about it with your kids. And, my father died from cirrhosis. I just lost one of my brothers 2 weeks ago. The day before the book launched, my brother died of cirrhosis of the liver. So alcohol has destroyed so much of my family, and it's a serious thing with me. There's plenty of dads that I interviewed on the podcast and in the book that are recoverers that talk about their experience with it, so that's in there as well. It's a serious thing. You know what I mean? More people under 65 years old died from alcohol, Sean, last year than from COVID-19. Alcohol is a serious issue. It's not talked about enough, but we look at it as such a joyful, celebratory thing. It's taking and just crushing so many lives in this country.
That, fentanyl, opioids, it's all garbage. Anyway, Alec Lace, check out his brand new book. It's called First Class Fatherhood, Advice and Wisdom from High-Profile Dads. He also hosts his own podcast, First Class Fatherhood, and we'll put a link on Hannity.com. You can get the book in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, Hannity.com. And good to catch up with you, Alec. Thanks so much. I appreciate the shout-out. I was a little surprised. But I was very grateful. Thank you, sir.
Sean, you're a first-class father all the way. Thanks for having me on.
God bless you. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Quick reminder about CarShield.com. Look, if you're buying a new car, you're paying way above MSRP. All right? That's just the reality, because they can't make enough cars to meet the demand right now because they don't have the parts to make them. So that has resulted in really high, extraordinarily high prices for new cars. If you want to buy a used car, well, there's about a 40% markup from what it otherwise would normally be. Again, because there's no new cars available, people are paying a premium for used cars. So many people are doing what I did. For example, I wanted to turn in my lease. I ended up just paying it out and buying the car because they couldn't find and make the new car, even though I had ordered it 9 months before the lease ended. Anyway, that's where CarShield comes in, and it's a no-brainer. Whether you have 5,000 miles, 155,000 miles, it doesn't matter. They protect you against the very expensive repairs. People are keeping their cars longer. The odds are higher that something expensive is going to break. When you need a repair, you choose the mechanic, you choose the dealer. CarShield's administrators will handle all the rest. They also have options for rental cars. They offer free roadside assistance. Anyway, it's going to protect you from these expensive repairs and keep you and your family safe on the road. Just go to this website, carshield.com/Hannity, carshield.com/Hannity, or call 800-391-8888. Again, 800-391-8888. You'll save 10% on your plan by mentioning me, and that price will lock in forever. carshield.com/Hannity. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.